Looking forward to chatting with you at lunch. So my topic that I work on is very high energy gamma ray astronomy. And I'll just start telling you that gamma ray astronomy is something that gets done at very high energies. And the sources of high energy gamma rays are very violent and very extreme occurrences out there in the universe. And a couple of examples are here. Up on the top, there's supernova remnants, which are typically seen within our galaxy. When a star comes to the end of its life, it explodes into space, and the material which is ejected collides with the interstellar medium and sets up shock fronts and causes particle acceleration, which leads to gamma rays. More distant, we have active galactic nuclei, where there's there's a billion solar mass black hole at the center of a galaxy, gobbling in material and turning it into jets of radiation. And in those jets, gamma rays are also produced, and we can study those. And so we're talking about gamma rays with energies which are up to 1 TeV, which is, I've got this little table here, which is 1 electron volt is what visible light is, and then if you go up to 10 to the 12 or 10 to the 15 times that, that's the kind of energies we're looking at. So the highest energy photons so far seen in the universe. And one thing we know from the history of astronomy is that we started off and our whole view of the universe seems to be guided by the fact we see visible light, and that's a very tiny section of the electromagnetic spectrum. And all of progress in astronomy has been made recently, especially since World War II, with the technology developed recently, is to expand this range of wavelengths. And so now we're just basically right up at the very top end, and there is no sort of upper limit to it. The bigger the detector and the more sensitivity we can get, the more we can find out about nature in its most extreme form. The thing that I'm interested in, there's a couple of topics you can look at. If you're an astrophysicist or sort of an astronomer by training, you want to look at what are these high energy gamma rays, what's the mechanism, what are the sources like, or what's the material like in between. The interstellar medium is full of low energy photons which scatter the high energy photons. We can study that with high energy gamma ray astronomy. But if you come from a particle physics background like I do, you're interested in the fundamental physics, things like is dark matter out there? There's a whole problem with dark matter. We think we can see dark matter annihilating in distant galaxies and giving gamma rays from that. So that's what we're looking for. Also, there's new quantum gravity theories that tell us that the speed of light is actually not constant, that it varies with the energy of the photon. And we can make fundamental measurements on that if we see flares from these very distant, very high energy gamma ray sources. So that's the kind of thing that I'm interested in. The way we see these things, the technology, is that we can't actually take a detector and put it up above the atmosphere where low-energy gamma ray astronomy is done, or X-ray astronomy. We actually use the atmosphere as part of the detector. The gamma ray comes in, creates a big shower of electromagnetic particles, electrons and positrons, and those are going faster than the speed of light. The speed of light cannot be exceeded, but the speed of light in air can be exceeded. And when you do that, you get this superluminal motion, a lumic boom, if you like, called Cherenkov radiation. It's something you see in scary movies about reactor pools and so on, you know, with this blue light that's given off when you have radioactive material. That's the sort of stuff we see very, very faint traces of that in the night sky. And it comes down and hits a detector that we have, and we have these four giant telescopes we've built in the last few years. They just turned on in 2007 in Arizona, where we make these measurements. $20 million detector that McGill's a part of. As undergraduates, you'd be happy to know that all those mirror facets that were put on, these 12-meter diameter dishes, were put on by summer students, one-third of which was a McGill summer student, okay, in 110-degree temperatures in southern Arizona. Fahrenheit. So that's our detector. It's a camera of 499 phototubes at the center, at the focal point of each of these things, and fast electronics, all the good stuff that physics students love. And we're in a collaboration of about 100 people spread out mostly in the United States, but over in Ireland and England as well. And locally, we have a fairly large group. And that's about it. I'll tell you more about it when you talk to me over the phone.